Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to the Headache Doctor Podcast. We're on this podcast. It's our mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so that you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication. If you're just tuning into this podcast, I want to let you know that the structure of this podcast is largely wrapped around a framework that we follow, and we're going to jump into that framework today. Someone the other day said that the podcast is almost, they suggested to people they almost start from the beginning, which when they said that, that sounded a little overwhelming, at least for me personally. There's, I think there's over 180 episodes. And so what I try to do with each podcast is, or as we go through this timeline, I try to circle back to the foundational things, the core things, and then I try to interview people that sort of sprinkle in their wisdom when it comes to headache and migraine topics and solutions that obviously are outside of medication. And so what we're going to do today is take a few conversations I've had this past week, and I came up with this framework of what it really means to be overall healthy and why being overall healthy matters. And when it comes to understanding what's at the core of, or what's at the foundational level, what's actually causing, we use that word cause, what's actually causing your headaches or migraines, and the solution out of it, it's a multifaceted approach. And so understanding what it means to be healthy is important. I'm going to use a story that is personal to me. I make that sound like it's this big emotional thing. It's not. It's just this week and throughout my time working as a physical therapist using these hands-on techniques, people commonly ask me if my hands hurt. And I thought about that this week because over the last 3 to 6 months or so, there have been days where my hands feel sore, like they've just been worked a little bit more than other days. And there's different factors that go into that. And it's interesting because I've learned, and this is why I'm using it as an example, I've learned that there's multiple factors that go into my hands actually hurting. And so when someone asked me that question, it felt like a good opportunity to take an experience that people are familiar with, meaning they, if you're listening to this, if you've had any sort of body work, maybe that's massage, chiropractic, or you've seen a manual therapist as like myself, you can understand that there's a lot of physical exertion, effort, stress that's placed through the body, specifically the hands. And so to ask, like, do your hands hurt? It's intuitive. It makes sense. And the reason that they're asking that is because of the physical strain that's placed through the joints, the ligaments, through the muscles that have to work to apply the pressure on the patient. And so that question is very reasonable. But what's interesting is in the answer. So what I've learned over the past 3 to 6 months is that it's not only having a day where maybe there was just a higher demand of the physical pressure that I need to place through like a series of patients that my hands might feel it a little bit more at the end of the day. That is one component, but that's not the only component. I've learned that gluten plays into my hands being sore. And if I have a higher level of gluten in my diet, or even I've gotten to the point of actually largely trying to cut out gluten. It's I wouldn't say it's eliminated, but my wife and I, we cook and we look for things that are gluten-free. And so what I've learned is that my hands do feel better. All right. So that's one, that's another component. There's also this component of caffeine. So I do enjoy coffee. I have a cup of coffee in the morning, and I've learned that I can maybe do that for a few weeks, maybe a month or two. And then I hit a point where I start to feel the impact of caffeine. It may show up as dizziness, fatigue, lightheadedness. But I also notice my hands will start to hurt a little bit. And so that's a component as well. And there's probably another variable, which would be stress, sleep, that sort of thing. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is, may seem like a story that's kind of a tangent, but it's going to be very helpful for you that are trying to figure out what is the one thing that's causing my headaches or migraines. I'm going to speak into that. Okay. So this will be very helpful. But in my thinking and in my understanding of why do my hands hurt? Now, if I were to approach that situation and say, well, my hands hurt because I'm using them and I'm asking them to do a lot of work. And so physically there's a lot of stress that's placed through my hands. Now, if I took that approach and I said, this is the thing that's causing it, I could do a few things with that. One, I could remove the thing, you know, which is not an option. I'm not about to just stop doing what I'm doing. I could change what I'm doing. So I could think about, you know, how I'm sitting, the amount of pressure I put, maybe changing up a technique. And I do that quite a bit. I could reduce the amount of time I do that one thing. I'm trying to apply this to you. So when I say one thing, it's just the one thing that's adding stress to your neck. But for me, I could reduce the amount of time that I actually am working on patients. I could maybe add in some type of like massage or something physically to help in like reduce the amount of stress that my hands feel. Or I could prophylactically, meaning get ahead of it and exercise and strengthen my hands so that they're able to meet the demands of my workday. So we have all those different options in that physical component. That's not the only factor though. So if I said, this is the only thing that's happening, so here's the solution. And if I stop there, I could be missing a whole realm of possibilities. All right. So the thing that is true about the physical aspect of this is like, if I wasn't doing this work, it'd be very, very unlikely that my hands would hurt at all, even if my health was in chaos outside of this. Meaning like, I would have to be struggling with gut health that was all over the place, systemic inflammation throughout my body that was at a very high level, and my threshold for pain would have to be super low for me to have this pain in my hands without doing the work I do. So the work I do is largely responsible for why I have pain in my hands. But these other factors playing into it give insight to other elements that I can address. So I control what I can control during my workday. I change my posture. I apply pressure in different ways. And that helps. The other thing that helps is if I change my diet. I've learned that my body, my GI system is sensitive to gluten. It's not as if I can't have gluten. It's not as if I have a slice of pizza or something, like I immediately have hand pain. But I see the connection. Over time, I've learned that pattern. Okay. So if I would take that information in this search for trying to solve why my hands hurt, if I would take that information in isolation and say, okay, my hands hurt because my gut health isn't what it needs to be, or I have a gluten intolerance, or gluten is inflammatory to my system. So any level of those things, I'm just going down this road of it's diet related, and so I need to pursue changes in my diet. I could do that, and it would help, and it does help. And that's why I've largely eliminated or reduced gluten from my diet. But it's not the only factor, and it may not be the thing that allows my hands to stop hurting altogether, and it hasn't been, because my hands do still feel sore every now and then. But so the danger in that is if I don't take both components, I just take the one and say, well, it's gluten, and I remove that, I'm going to be kind of disappointed when I remove that and then, oh, my hands started hurting again. And then I'm going to think, well, it wasn't really gluten then because I didn't have any gluten, and so maybe I'll add gluten back in or something like that. And then this other component of caffeine is, okay, my body's sensitive to caffeine. I need to make sure that caffeine doesn't impact my fight or flight, and I can get in that regular rhythm of my autonomic nervous system, and I'm not just always on high alert. If I go down that road and say, like, caffeine is the source of all my problems, again, we run into this, if I remove caffeine, it does help, and I just feel better. But if I remove caffeine and expect it to result in I have no pain at all, I'm likely to be disappointed. So we've got these different factors here, and sleep and stress are also a part of that, but we'll just use these three. And so, again, to apply this to you, the listener, who's dealing with head pain, all right, headaches, migraines, and maybe you don't actually have pain. I mean, a lot of people we work with pain isn't their main thing. Maybe it's the dizziness, brain fog, you just feel off, you feel fatigued, whatever it is, whatever your symptoms are. If you're listening to this podcast, you have some diagnosis of migraine, headache, whatever that may be. You're searching for the thing. Now, the thing our healthcare system does, or that's out there, just culturally on the internet, maybe a provider said, like, hey, try to eliminate triggers, things like that. The thing that's out there is that people search for their source, okay? And that's the term they'll use. Like, what is causing my symptoms? What's causing my symptoms might be different than what's causing your symptoms. And so everyone's going on this journey to try to figure out, okay, is it the barometric pressure? Is it my diet? Is it hormones? Is it stress levels? Is it something physical? And as they go down this journey, they'll get glimpses of something that's provided relief. So if they eliminated gluten, if they eliminated dairy, sugar, if they totally revamped their diet, I hear this all the time, where people, it works and their symptoms reduce. Or maybe they just see a little bit of an improvement, or maybe it goes away completely, but for a period of time. That's fantastic. The thing that is the problem is they say, okay, this must be it. This must be the thing that's causing my headaches or my migraines. And as time goes on, they're disappointed because they pop back up. And then they realize, well, I'm still complying with this diet. I've still made the changes and sticking with these changes, but my headaches are coming back and my migraines are coming back. We could take hormones, for example. So hormones, they can be imbalanced, they can be out of balance. There can be work there that needs to be done to make sure hormones are functioning properly. Estrogen levels have a close connection to thresholds. We heard Dr. Leora talk about that. If you haven't listened to that podcast, it was a few weeks ago. And so hormones, for a lot of women, are closely tied to their headaches or migraines. And so you might think, okay, it's a hormonal thing. This is the cause of what's happening. Barometric pressure. So a lot of people, I just got a phone call today from a gentleman with a barometric pressure as his trigger. This is his main trigger. And so let's make sense of this. Like, since I have a barometric pressure trigger, does that mean my migraines are different than the next person? All right. So the point is this. As you are searching, as you're on this journey to figure out what's the cause of your headaches and migraines, we need to fit it into the framework and ask the question, well, what is healthy? All right. So it's almost like we take a few steps back and we take this 10,000 foot view at what does it mean to be healthy? And then if we ask the question, what does it mean to be healthy? And my alarm systems are going off and I have this headache and I have this migraine because I'm not doing things that, like, something in my body is not happy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And we have to make sure that our health is what it could be. So if we ask the question, what is healthy, then we start to answer in ways that make sense. And we can actually connect these dots between multiple things that are impacting our scenario. So instead of saying, oh, gluten impacts my headache or migraine, so that's the cause, we could say, well, gluten impacts my body. And so I'm gonna take that information and I'm gonna bank that. And I'm gonna say, okay, my body, my threshold, my inflammation that my body has to deal with, the threshold drops, inflammation increases, which puts me in a more likely category to experience pain of any type, to experience fatigue, to just not be at my best. And if I'm gonna fight this pain, I need to be at my best. And so maybe gluten has a profound impact on you, or maybe it doesn't really have an impact that much, but you know it does something to your system. Or maybe you don't really feel gluten, dairy, sugar, like you don't feel these things as being an issue, but you just know having a balanced diet with whole foods is better. And so you move into that category, and your expected result is not, I'm going to test this by seeing if my migraines go away, because that'll very likely fail you. You're going to test it by saying, is this healthy? It's going to pass the is this healthy test. And if it does, great, step into that. Okay, so you're taking one step forward, change the habit, make it a practice to do the healthy thing. Okay, so caffeine's the other one. It's sort of in that category in our example. Now, is caffeine inherently a bad thing? Not necessarily. I mean, we know that one cup of coffee doesn't necessarily make or break things. One cup of coffee a day. And if you have headaches or migraines and you've been drinking one cup and it doesn't necessarily hurt or help or hurt, like it's okay. But I've learned that my body is sensitive to that. So I remove that. And I've actually replaced it with this interesting chicory root tea. You should look it up if you have caffeine as one of your things that you think you're working on. So the one that I buy is called Ticino. I think that's how you say it. Anyway, so I move forward and I say, okay, like caffeine is another element that's going to impact my ability to do my work without my hands hurting. So I step forward in that. I'm not gonna remove caffeine and be like, and evaluate it based on my hand pain needs to go away completely for this to make sense. Otherwise, I'm just going to add it back in. And so that's the problem, is we evaluate things based on, okay, if it doesn't, like if it helps my symptoms a little bit, that's great. But if my symptoms come back, or if they go away completely and then they come back, I'm going to write that off as like, it didn't really work. And so I can add those things back in. Cause obviously, like, you know, eating bread, having sugar, like these are things that most people enjoy. But it's changing the way we evaluate it. So we're asking the question, is it healthy moving forward with that? Not basing it off of, is it fully eliminating my symptoms? All right. Now the other component, now this is where, this is our, no pun intended, but bread and butter. Like this is where Novera Headache Center puts our stick in the ground and says, like, this is our thing. It's in the physical side of this. So when you have head pain, when you have dizziness, when you have brain fog and fatigue, ear ringing, when you have these symptoms and you try these different things and you're thinking about the triggers, whether it's hormonal, whether it's diet, whether it's barometric pressure, whatever it is, and you're thinking, okay, let me try to remove these components. Again, don't evaluate those things in isolation. We need to look at your body as a whole and what's healthy. There's general principles to abide by, and that's where, like, if you eliminate gluten, it doesn't really seem to do much. You have gluten, doesn't really do much. Like, don't take that and say, well, diet doesn't really have any factor in this. It does, because there's basic principles and rules of physics and how our body's made and how our digestive system works that you want to abide by. So you still want to answer the question, what is healthy for my gut? What is healthy for my stress level? What is healthy for my sleep? What is healthy for me physically? So where we have our bread and butter is the physical side of things. So we want people to move. We want them to exercise. And it's one of the most, I believe it's one of the most overlooked areas in our healthcare system. I mean, if you go to a primary care doc, a neurologist, and you say, I have headaches or migraines, and this could be translated, or we see parallels in other specialties. So it's not just like they're missing the mark with headaches and migraines. It's like in general, you're going to receive a medication. And what should be happening is we ask the question, well, what is healthy? You know, we think about healthcare as like, okay, you go see your doctor. But I don't think they're asking the question of like, how can I make this person healthier? Especially when it comes to headaches and migraines. If you're listening to this, you've probably experienced the medication after medication, prescription after prescription. And so prescribing something is masking the symptom. It's not answering these questions of like, how do I make this person healthier? And the physical component, along with these other components, but the physical component is overlooked. And so people in general, I mean, we have desk jobs. We're not moving as much as we should. And we don't exercise as much as we should. And so there's a level of general exercise that's missing. But then there's the specifics of, I use the dental analogy. People have learned how to take care of their teeth, especially in a culture where we have a higher level of processed foods, sugars, things like that, that impact our dental health. Like we counteract that with toothbrushes and toothpaste and these things that help keep our teeth healthy. Well, we've moved into a culture that doesn't really move like we should, but we don't really pay attention to how our physical body and specifically our neck needs to be catered to. And so it shouldn't be too confusing if we, you know, so many people have headaches or migraines, like, well, why is this happening? It's just, we are in a culture that sort of abandoned or doesn't see the value of movement. And we're overlooking the specifics of taking care of our neck. It's responsible for moving and holding up this 10 to 12 pound head. And then we're confused by why we have these headaches or migraines. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I exercise all the time and I'm very healthy and my diet's great and I feel like I've checked all these boxes, because that also, we see that quite a bit. What I would say to you is continue living the healthy lifestyle, in whatever way, whatever bucket or category. So sleep, stress, diet, physical, do those things and pursue those healthy components. When it comes to the physical side of things, that's where the pain is actually generated from. Okay. So your neck, jaw, shoulders, like this is where the pain is actually stemming from. And oftentimes we get very healthy people, very active people, people that care about this stuff. And so I'm kind of preaching to the choir in this podcast. But the element that's missing, and again, take the dental analogy. If the neck has been carrying and harboring a level of stress and tension for so many years, just like if you have cavities in your mouth, you can brush and floss and eat the right foods. And I might be touching into a territory that I'm not as familiar with, because to my understanding, like if you've got cavities and they've progressed to a certain point, you probably just need to get them filled. I'm sure that our dental health can like be reversed to some extent. So obviously there's benefits, but like there's work to be done. Like there's actual work from a provider that needs to be done in the area. And that's where a lot of these people that you have headaches or migraines, you feel like you're doing all the right things. We just need to start working on these specific areas so that your body can get to a point where you can maintain it. One last thought here. Oftentimes, we start with people that they have so much tension, their pain has been there for so long, their body's just in this state of having frequent headaches and migraines, that it feels like they can't figure out what's triggering it. It feels like everything triggers it. It's so confusing. It's in the morning, it's in the afternoon. There's no pattern. It's on right side, it's on the left. Like, nothing's consistent. And what's happening there is your body, your brain, your neck, jaw, shoulders, like, it's been dealing with these symptoms for so long, that it your threshold's so low, and the pain is either it's always there or it's just hovering below that threshold line. So any little thing just pushes you over the edge. And because we don't live life in like isolated experiences, meaning like when you sit at the dinner table, maybe you're sitting in a chair that isn't supporting your posture like it should, and your head's forward and your neck has increased tension, but then you're eating foods which are using your jaw, but maybe the foods are also contributing to your poor gut health, but your jaw tension's increasing. And then maybe you're stressed from the day because your boss said something to you didn't like, or you're worried about your finances, or your kid broke their arm, or whatever it is. Like, my point is, we don't experience like one thing at a time. So if you're saying, okay, I'm not really sure what's triggering it, it just means like you're always on the verge of a headache, and all those little things that play into it are pushing you over all the time, and you just don't know which one it is because you don't have margin that says, okay, I'm able to tolerate certain things, but other things really push me over my threshold. So when we go through treatment with someone like that, usually it takes a few weeks or so, and then we start to get them to a point where their threshold's higher, their pain level's dropping, and then they have margin, and then they start to realize that they can tolerate most things, but there's one or two things that really impact them. And they start to see, okay, like, these things I may have to be more aware of. But if everything is just always heightened, you can't figure out what the trigger is, it doesn't mean that you don't necessarily need to go through this with a mindset of like, how can I be healthy? It actually means you have to take special care of asking that question and be at a, have a heightened sense of awareness of the things that are contributing, even though it may be confusing. And then find treatment. I mean, obviously, if it's working with us, that's fantastic. It can be hard to find someone, physical therapist, to work on the neck, jaw, shoulders like we do, but pursuing that may be in your next step. Okay, so just to recap, you're asking the question why overall health matters. And as you're searching for triggers, if you're trying to understand your situation, just like me with my hands being kind of sore, there's multiple factors that play into me actually having hand pain. If I pay attention to all those factors, I'm pursuing what is just me being healthier. And a healthier version of me is less likely to have that hand pain. If you feel like you're pursuing a healthier version of you and all these buckets, but you still have this like the headache or migraine won't go away, then we need to actually spend some time intervening on the thing that's causing the pain itself. And then evaluating. So the point is to not take a trigger and assume this is the cause, even if removing that trigger helps you a ton, because you're likely to be disappointed. We have to look at this and ask the question, how can I be healthier, and take steps forward in all those different categories? Hey guys, thank you so much for being listeners on this podcast. With your help and support, I mean, we got people from all over the country, all over the world that come out to see us. It's really fantastic. And people are getting better. This headache and migraine thing doesn't have to be this debilitating problem. If this is you, if you've been listening to this podcast and you're ready to pull the trigger, I would encourage you to reach out to us. We can spend a half an hour just in conversation, just about you, figuring out how we can help you. This is the Headache Doctor Podcast. Thanks so much as we continue on this mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so that you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication. I'll see you next week.